Welcome to the John Lothian News Daily Update podcast for November 21st, 2023. I am your host, John Lothian. In this podcast, we provide an overview of the content featured in today's John Lothian newsletter. We'll cover insights from the hits and takes section, share stories from the first read section, highlight the top three stories from the previous newsletter edition, and delve into the first three stories featured in the lead section of today's JLN. This podcast is brought to you by John Lothian News, the proud home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. We invite you to explore our extensive collection of trading history videos on the MarketsWiki Education page at johnlothiannews.com. This includes the Open Outcry Traders History Project and the Path to Electronic Trading video series. Thank you for joining us. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. Tuesday's Children, the charity that supports military families in the 9/11 community, honored retired market analyst Richard Repetto at their casino night fundraiser on November 15, 2023. Rich gave a speech at the event that you can view on YouTube with the link in today's newsletter. After the SEC Kraken charges today, the crypto world is still looking for proponents to lead the industry who can stand up to the regulatory challenges. Who will it be? I decided to ask OpenAI what would happen if Sam Altman were fired as CEO of the company. This is the response I received. Question: what would happen to the company OpenAI if CEO Sam Altman were fired? Answer: ChatGPT. The hypothetical firing of a CEO like Sam Altman from a company like OpenAI would typically lead to several possible outcomes depending on the circumstances surrounding the departure and the organization's plans for succession. Here's what might happen in a general sense. Immediate impact on the company morale and culture. A CEO often sets the tone for a company's culture and morale. The departure of a leader can lead to uncertainty among employees and stakeholders about the future direction of the company. Market industry response. The market and wider industry may react to the news, potentially affecting partnerships, investor sentiment, and the public perception of the company. Succession plan activation. Most companies, especially those that are well established, have a succession plan in place. This would be activated to ensure a smooth transition of leadership. If the CEO has been removed abruptly without a succession plan, the company's board of directors would likely appoint an interim CEO while searching for a permanent replacement. Strategic and operational shifts. A new CEO often brings a change in strategic direction, which could mean shifts in operations, priorities, and potentially the overall mission of the company. Regulatory and legal considerations. Depending on the reasons for the firing, there may be regulatory or legal considerations to address, particularly if the firing is contentious or related to compliance issues. Change in investor relations. Investor confidence may be shaken or bolstered by the change, depending on the incoming leadership and their perceived capabilities. Media and public relations management. The company would need to manage the narrative around the CEO's departure to maintain public confidence in its mission and stability. Sounds like the board should have used ChatGPT before it fired Altman. As part of NYSE ICE's global giving campaign, the NYSE will hold its 100th annual tree lighting at the New York Stock Exchange, 11 Wall Street, New York, New York, on November 30th, 2023, from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. The NYSE invites you to, quote, sip some hot cocoa, send a note to Santa, and enjoy the sounds of the season as the New York Stock Exchange hosts feature artists, organization, and listed companies at the 100th annual lighting of the NYSE Christmas tree, unquote. The afternoon will feature entertainers and performers including Fogo Azul, America's Got Talent's Sal Valencia, Grand Ole Opry's Mandy Barnett, Frankie McNellis, the NYC Gay Men's Chorus, High and Mighty Brass Band, Brian Kirk and the Jerks, and the Hit Squad, and more. The CME Group is holding the Crypto Classic Cryptocurrency Futures and Options Trading Challenge, and you can register today. The start date of the challenge is December 10th at 5 p.m. Central Time, and it ends on December 15th, 2023 at 12 p.m. Central Time. In taking the challenge, you can explore the benefits of cryptocurrency futures and options trading while competing against your peers for a chance to win cash prizes up to $2,500. Of course, if you want big money from the CME, join the LPGA. This is from a couple of days back, but Bakkt announced the relaunch of Bakkt Custody with some additional functionality and expanded asset support. Bakkt says, quote, "The relaunched platform built for flexibility and secure innovation will also offer expanded coin custody capabilities with 6 additional coins to go live in December," unquote. Interactive Brokers is holding an IBKR webinar titled Zero DTE Options, the Move to Shorter Duration and What It Means for Risk, featuring Matthew Cashman, principal OCC and instructor. The Options Industry Council today at 2 p.m. EST. For more details and to register, click on a link in today's newsletter. The World Resources Institute has created a resource hub paying for the Paris Agreement. The section Shifting and Mobilizing Private Finance includes briefings, definition of terms, interviews with key players, and links to additional resources. Policies detailed include risk-sharing mechanisms, fiscal policy tools, and regulatory measures to increase transparency or shift behavior away from unsustainable activities in the areas of carbon pricing, loan guarantees, blended finance and catalytic capital, tax credits, public-private partnerships, and climate efficiency standards. Visit the Resource Hub with the link in today's newsletter. Our most read stories yesterday on JLN Options were how bullish are investors on NVIDIA now? Options offer a clue from the Wall Street Journal. S&P 500 to flirt with record in bumpy 2024 ride, SocGen says, from Bloomberg. And Bitcoin options open interest climbs to record $15 billion U.S. dollars on crypto exchange Deribit from CoinDesk. Subscribe to the free JLN Options newsletter with a link in today's John Lothian newsletter. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. Here's a sponsored content message from our friends at JPX. To reinforce the function of margin, that is to protect investors, Japan Securities Clearing Corporation, JSCC, a group entity of Japan Exchange Group, JPX, that handles clearing of JPX's derivatives market, has changed its margin calculation method from SPAN method to VAR method on November 6, 2023. Under the VAR margin calculation method, there are 2 types of calculation methods, historical simulation method, HS-VAR method, and an alternative simulation method, AS-VAR method. HS-VAR method is used for index futures and options, such as JPX's flagship contract, Nikkei 225 futures, excluding dividend index futures, Japan Government Bond Futures, JGB, Futures and Options, Interest Rate Futures, 3-month TONA Futures, listed on the Osaka Exchange, the OSE, and Tokam's Electricity and LNG Futures Contracts. On the other hand, AS-VAR method is used for OSE's Dividends Index Futures, Precious Metals Futures and Options, Rubber Futures, Agricultural Futures, and Tokam's Energy Futures, other than the Electricity and LNG Futures. You can Learn more with a link in today's newsletter. Note, each broker decides its handling of the amount of margin to investors independently based on the margin requirement JSCC notifies the brokers of. So the margin requirement JSS calls the brokers and the amount the margin brokers require investors to deposit may be different. Here's a story from Reuters. The headline, Australian Stock Exchange picks India's TCS to rebuild software after earlier flop. Australian Stock Exchange operator ASX said it hired Tata Consultancy Services, TCS, to overhaul its clearing and settlement software, opting for a route that will take less customization after ditching a much criticized blockchain-based effort. The choice is a major departure from its decision in 2017, announced with much fanfare to be at the vanguard of adopting blockchain-like technology for use in critical financial architecture, an attempt that resulted in repeated delays before it was shelved last year. My comment. The next move in the post-chess game. Here's a story from the Wall Street Journal. The headline, a descendant of freed slaves, financier, pursues family's $900 million oil claim. Neilan Youngblood alleges his family was deprived of riches from oil-soaked land and is suing ConocoPhillips. At Neilan Youngblood's graduation from Princeton, his grandfather told him that he had once sought to visit the campus in the 1920s, but was stopped at the school's gates because he was black. After amassing a fortune, Youngblood donated to build a new plaza at his alma mater and had his grandfather's name chiseled into the steps. My comment, your land is worthless unless there is oil underneath it. Here's a story from the Wall Street Journal. The headline, OpenAI's ineffective altruist versus Sam Altman. The board of directors may have blown up the company. Corporate power struggles aren't rare, and most companies survive them. But the OpenAI board's sudden ouster of CEO Sam Altman last week looks increasingly like a misguided kamikaze run. It's hard to see who benefits from the melodrama besides opponents of innovation. News of Mr. Altman's removal late Friday shocked Silicon Valley. Mr. Altman helped launch OpenAI in 2015 with the mission of responsibly developing artificial intelligence to benefit humanity. He has since become the technology's public face, with media appearances and testimony to Congress. My comment. Here's an abridged version of ChatGPT's answer to the question of whether Humpty Dumpty can be put back together again. In the realm of nursery rhymes, after Humpty Dumpty had a great fall, all the king's horses and all the king's men couldn't put Humpty Dumpty together again. However, in the world of creativity and metaphor, there are ways to put Humpty Dumpty back together. Literature and storytelling. Authors can rewrite the story with a happier ending where Humpty is put back together, perhaps with the help of a skilled craftsman or a kind inventor. In the end, while the nursery rhyme suggests a certain futility, the spirit of humanity, of human creativity and resilience often writes a different ending. The creators of ChatGPT are full of human creativity and resilience. Here are the top three stories from Monday's JLN. Our top story Monday was a tie between Business Insiders, a Russian general who was critical of the army's operation was found dead, and Bloomberg's The Doomed Mission behind Sam Altman's shock ouster from OpenAI. Second was, I've never seen anything like this, how OpenAI's dramatic weekend unfolded from the Financial Times. Third was a tie between Wired's Elon Musk may have just signed X's death warrant and the Wall Street Journal's Amazon launches free AI classes in bid to win talent arms race. Here are the top three stories from the lead section of today's JLN. The first story is from the Financial Times. The headline, Kraken sued by SEC in latest clampdown on crypto exchanges. Wall Street regulator says trading venue commingled customer funds with its own. The top Wall Street watchdog has sued popular cryptocurrency exchange Kraken, alleging it operated as an unregistered security business in the regulator's latest crackdown on digital trading platforms. The charges against San Francisco-based Kraken add to the list of Securities and Exchange Commission clampdowns on the digital asset sector this year, notably lawsuits against Binance, the world's largest crypto exchange, and U.S.-listed rival Coinbase. Here's another story, this one from Bloomberg. The headline, nearly all of OpenAI staff threatened to go to Microsoft if board doesn't quit. Majority of OpenAI employees signed letters seeking new board. Board member Ilya Sutskever is among the signatories. Nearly all of OpenAI's employees have threatened to quit and follow ousted leader Sam Altman to work at the company's biggest investor, Microsoft Corp, unless the current board resigns, leaving the future of the high-profile artificial intelligence startup increasingly uncertain. More than 700 of the AI firm's roughly 770 employees signed a letter on Monday addressed to OpenAI's board stating that the signatories are, quote, unable to work for or with people that lack competence, judgment, and care for our mission and employees, unquote. The letter called for every member of the board to resign and for Altman to be reinstated, or else employees might jump to Microsoft. The software giant has, quote, assured us there are positions for all OpenAI employees, the letter said. And then finally, here's another story, this one from the Financial Times. The headline, Binance faces $4 billion settlement to halt U.S. criminal investigation. Proposed deal would come as Washington increases its scrutiny of misconduct in crypto sector. The U.S. Department of Justice is seeking more than $4 billion from Binance to settle a criminal investigation that has ensnared the world's biggest cryptocurrency exchange and its co-founder. The proposed deal between Binance and the DOJ would bring to an end a multi-year investigation by prosecutors that has focused on bank fraud, sanction violations, and money laundering, said a person familiar with the matter. We appreciate your attentive audience for the John Lothian News Daily Update. Kindly think about sharing our podcast with your friends. Additionally, if you haven't already, we would be grateful if you could take a moment to leave a review on Apple Podcasts. Your reviews aid in introducing our content to new listeners. And if you haven't yet subscribed to the daily John Lothian newsletter email, you can enjoy a complimentary 90-day trial by visiting johnlothiannews.com/trial. Thank you for your support. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye. This podcast has been produced by Andrew Lothian.